We're in Romans chapter 5 today. Romans chapter 5, just looking at a few verses. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 to 5, in a sermon entitled Faith, Hope, and Peace. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith unto this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God, not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your word. And I pray today, as you've spoken to me, Lord, not just this week, but in other weeks, Lord, about this, I just pray, Lord, that you'd continue to speak to me, and that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you would speak to those assembled here together. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I want to tell you, there is an absolutely ridiculous story going around about a man trying to cross the street. That's right. He's trying to cross the street. But when he steps off the curb, a car comes screaming around the corner and heads straight for him. The man walks faster, trying to hurry across the street. But the car changes lanes and is still coming straight at him. So the guy turns around to go back, but the car changes lanes again and is still coming at him. By now, the car is so close and the man is so scared that he just stops in the middle of the road. The car gets real close, then swerves at the last possible moment and stops next to the man. The driver rolls down the window. Lo and behold, it's a squirrel driving the car. And the squirrel says to the man, "See, it's not as easy as looks, is it?" Well, it's not easy. No matter how fortunate any of us may feel and how virtuous we are, there comes a time when the mountain experience, when the no problem time runs out, and life slams us straight in the face. I gotta tell you, over the last couple of weeks, I have felt like a squirrel trying to cross the road. But as in these times when we do feel like a squirrel trying to cross a busy street, and it seems like there's nowhere to turn, you know, some of you have already been there. Some of you are there right now. Others of us don't like to think of it, but that time is coming. Now, I want to look at something today, and I don't know, I need it so much I might look at it for a couple of weeks, and it's this: when good people have bad times. When good people have bad times. And I hope that if you're having good times, this will result in kind of some preventive maintenance, so that when the day does come, when you feel like that squirrel in a busy street, your faith will be so strong that you'll not only be able to endure, but do it victoriously. Now, here is where this lesson from Paul specifically deals with difficult situations. We read, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God." Now pay particular attention to these next words. Verse 3. "Not only so." Okay, so we're rejoicing in the hope of the glory of God. Kind of easy, right? Goodness of God, holiness, all that stuff. Okay, then we get to the next part. "Not only so, but we rejoice also in our sufferings." Not easy. Rejoicing in your sufferings. Why? Why? Why would we want, as believers in the Lord Jesus, why would we want, as people that are experiencing these difficulties, to rejoice in suffering? Well, the answer is right next door. We continue on. Because we know that suffering produces some stuff. The Bible says that suffering produces perseverance. Suffering, perseverance, character, character, hope, and hope does not disappoint us. Because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit who He has given us. Now, what a remarkable statement. We glory, we rejoice in our sufferings. How can you do that? How can you glory in your sufferings? I've been working on this in my own life. How can I glory in it? Sometimes you're just trying to endure it, even endure it victoriously, but how is it in the midst of sufferings that you can glory in it? I'm going to tell you, you already know it, but sufferings hurt. Sufferings are inconvenient. They come at just the wrong time. Why now? Some of us spend our entire lives trying to avoid suffering. And so I think it is especially important to talk about the role of suffering in our lives, because God has got a plan and a purpose to make us better in it and through it. Now, first of all, what Paul is saying is that bad times are not designed to destroy us. Bad times are designed to make us stronger. God wants to make us better. He wants to make us stronger. All our struggles in life are designed not to defeat us, but to make us stronger. One author compares the Christian's response to suffering to the term YAC, which is a designation used, right, Matthew, in the National Football League. It means yards after contact. YAC. Now, I'm not a football guy. Don't know why I'm using this, but it came to mind. Matthew's always trying to share stuff with me. I usually don't want to hear it, but it makes me think about football, so sometimes I got to have football illustrations. Yards after contact. Bang! You hit the guy. Now, are you going to move forward? Yards after contact. And this phrase was coined by the legendary Monday Night Football analyst, John Madden. It is the measurement that counts the number of yards a runner gains after an opposing player hits him. When an opposing player hits a running back, says Pastor Ken Squires, he doesn't throw the ball down. Oh, boy. He doesn't stop. He doesn't announce, I'm taking my ball and going home if you're going to play that way. What does he do? He keeps his legs going when he gets hit. He keeps moving forward. He keeps heading toward the goal line. And I'm telling you, the best runners in the NFL make their most important yards, touchdowns, third down conversions, after they have been hit. Now that's what God means for His people to do, to keep moving forward when life strikes us a blow. That's how we become stronger. That's how we build up the spiritual resources we need to successfully deal with life. Bad times are not designed to destroy us, but to make us stronger. Now, I know this is true, and I'm still working on it for myself, but I am telling you this is true. The Bible says it. God's working on me, but times of adversity also make us wiser. They make us wiser people. They help us take stock of our lives. Where am I? Who am I? What am I doing? And it causes us to make change that can propel us forward. Because as St. Paul writes, what does suffering produce? Suffering produces perseverance. Verse 3. Perseverance, character. Character, hope. Sherwood Wirt, in his book Jesus, Man of Joy, has a very helpful section on the positive role that pain can play in our lives. He tells a story of a young boy growing up in a Christian home in Ohio. And one day, this boy leaves home to work on a canal boat. While on that boat, he injures his foot while chopping wood. He contracts blood poisoning, becomes an invalid. Boy, oh boy, this is a rough one. During the long, painful months in bed, he resolves that upon recovery, he will seek an education, and he does exactly that. He studies for the ministry, but then becomes a teacher, then a school principal. During the Civil War, he joins the 42nd Ohio Volunteers, where he becomes a hero, fighting at Shiloh and other places. He rises to the rank of Major General, and after serving in Congress as a representative from Ohio and a U.S. Senator, James Abraham Garfield, a boy who was once considered an invalid, was elected President of the United States. Notice that it was while he was lying in bed in pain that he decided to change the direction of his life. There have been many people who have discovered that in a time of pain, adversity, or suffering, it marked a turning point in their life for the better, for the good. A time of adversity or suffering should always be a time of emotional and spiritual growth. If nothing else, going through a time of adversity will teach us that we can survive. We can survive. I'm still here this morning. We're told that in World War I, sailors whose ships had sunk floated around in lifeboats. They were cold. They were hungry. They were floating around for days. Sometimes a week or more. And then they'd start to die. The mystery was that a greater proportion of the younger sailors died first. How could this be? The younger mariners were fitter. They should have lasted longer, right? Then why did they die first? Here's what the researchers discovered. Many older men had been sunk before. They knew a colleague that had been sunk before. They'd been rescued alive. Simply knowing that they'd been saved before reinforced the will to live. They knew that there was a route to survival. They didn't fret. They didn't worry. They knew that hanging on to life works. And once the Navy figured this out through all the data analysis, they decided to brief all subsequent crews that they might be stuck in lifeboats for many days, yet they would likely be rescued alive. And when told that, survival rates soared. Okay, so let's come back to our passage. What does Paul say? He says, suffering, verse 3, produces perseverance. That's what he says. Suffering produces perseverance. That's what we just used in the illustration. Suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, character, hope. Knowing that you have been in difficult times before can increase your odds of surviving later in even more difficult situations. I don't want to tell you that if you think it's bad now, it could get worse. Or if you think what you're going through now is a piece of cake compared to what you might be going through 5 years from now, or maybe even next week. But I do know this. Going through difficult times can increase your odds of surviving later and even more difficult circumstances and situations. The story told of a Sunday school class that was asked the question, in your time of discouragement, what is your favorite scripture? Great thing to do. And one young man said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Psalm 23:1. Middle-aged woman said, "God is my refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." Psalm 46:1. Another woman said, "In this world you will have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome this world." John 16:33. Then Mr. John spoke up. He's 80 years old. He stood up with as much strength as he could muster. And he said, "And it came to pass 85 times in the Bible." Now, the class started to laugh a little, thinking that old Mr. John's memory was starting to fail. And then the laughing stopped when he said, "At 30, I lost my job with 6 hungry children and a wife to feed. I didn't know how I'd make it. At 40, my eldest son was killed overseas in the war. It knocked me down. At 50, my house burned to the ground. Nothing was saved out of the house. At 60, my wife of 40 years got cancer. It ate slowly at her. We cried together many nights on our knees in prayer. At 65, she died. I still miss her today. The pain I went through in each of these situations was absolutely unbelievable. I wondered where God was, but each time I looked in the Bible, I took and saw one of those 85 verses that said, and it came to pass. I felt that God was telling me my pain and my circumstances were also going to pass, and that God was going to get me through it. And then he said, and it came to pass. An important lesson to learn. We can endure more than we think we can. With God's help, we will survive. Of course, for some of us, this truth will not be real until we actually go through a difficult time. Then we'll know for certain that with God's help, we can make it through terrible storms, and that we actually will be better people for it. Suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character. Character, hope. Popular author and speaker Chuck Swindoll tells about having lunch with a businessman who runs his own